The following is a lecture at Bhakti Yoga Club, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 11th, 2009, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bhadakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, I'm very happy to be with all of you here today. Hand me that book of Prabhupada's picture, yes. I have come to share with you the wonderful glories of Bhakti Yoga. I have been practicing and teaching this science of Bhakti Yoga for 38 years. This is my spiritual master. His divine grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa. Pariva Jakacharja Astatarasata Shishimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He is the greatest teacher of Bhakti Yoga. This Bhakti Yoga system is the most sublime system. Because it gives you unlimited happiness. It gives you the ability to love God and everything with a pure heart. There's nothing more wonderful than pure love. In this world, we look for pure love. But we feel cheated again and again. And we have a hard time giving pure love. But through this system of Bhakti Yoga, you can turn on the pure love that's right there in your heart. The Bhakti Yoga Master gives the disciple the power and the intelligence to turn on the pure love within the heart. Nothing external has to be added. You have everything already within you. You are already full, complete, and perfect. Only the clouds of illusion are covering, that's all. Just like sometimes here in Kaliningrad, it's very gray sky. There's no blue sky, no sun. But then this sun, it burns away all the clouds. It becomes a beautiful sunny day. So, through the Bhakti Yoga system, we burn away all the clouds of illusion that are clouding our consciousness. So we live in a beautiful, clear, sunny day forever. Even beyond this present body, this body you have now, it is just a garment. Just like I see somebody is wearing a red sweater. This gentleman here, he is wearing a black t-shirt. This lady here is wearing a pink sweater. These are all garments. But you are not Ms. Red Sweater. You are not Mr. Black T-shirt. These are simply garments. You see. It's not us. So through the Bhakti Yoga system, you realize that your present body you have right now is just a garment. It's not you. You learn how to find the real self within. This external self we have now called the body and the mind. It is subject to so many varieties of miseries. We have to be born. We have to get sick. We have to get old. And we have to die. That's not any fun. The good news is, that's not you. That's only the body that's going through those changes. And there are other miseries as well. Misery is caused by the mind and the body. Misery is caused by other living beings. Like the government. And mosquitoes. Misery is caused by natural disturbances. Like a cold, nasty winter. But when you realize through the Bhakti Yoga system who you really are, you will no longer be disturbed by the sufferings of material existence. You'll be situated on a platform of eternal bliss and knowledge. There are many types of yoga systems described in the ancient Vedic scriptures of India. There's Hatha Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, so many yoga. But in the authoritative Vedic literatures of India, especially the Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you have heard of the Bhagavad Gita? In the Bhagavad Gita, all these different yoga systems are compared. And Krishna speaks to Arjuna in Sanskrit language. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena tadatmana shadavan vatati yomang saume yuktatamo mataha. He says, of all yogis, the one who always worships me in devotion, who constantly thinks of me within himself, is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. So even if you're not able to stand on your head or make yourself like a pretzel. Pretzel, you know what is pretzel? Tie yourself in body, or tie your body in knots. Through this bhakti yoga system, you can become on the topmost perfection of yoga. So, what is yoga? Yoga means to yoke or connect with the Supreme.
Yoga означает соединиться с наивысшим.
So, there is a Supreme.
Итак, есть наивысший.
The Supreme is the source of all existence.
И он является источником всего существования.
This country was not given to us by the Russian government.
Например, этот город не был дан нам русским правительством.
This world was not created by the European Union.
Этот мир не был создан Европейским Союзом.
There is a supreme source for existence.
Есть первоначальный возвышенный источник существования.
There is a powerhouse from which all energies are emanating.
Существует электростанция, из которой все исходит.
And in the yoga system, one gets a direct contact, permanent 24-hour-a-day contact with the ultimate source of all energies.
Это такая станция, от которой получает энергию в течение 2-4 часов, постоянную энергию.
We call that being plugged in.
Мы называем это быть подключенным.
To the Supreme Source.
К наивысшему источнику.
You may have a very nice lamp, you see.
У вас может быть очень хорошая лампа.
Just like here, you have some nice lamps here in the ceiling.
Как вот, например, здесь на потолке очень хорошие лампы.
But if the switch is not turned on, they're useless.
Но если выключатель не включен, то они бесполезны.
When the switch is down, they are disconnected from the powerhouse.
Когда выключатель выключен, то вы не подсоединены.
And when the switch is up, they are connected with the powerhouse.
И когда выключатель включен, то вы подсоединены к энергии.
So in the bhakti yoga process, we teach you how to find that switch in your heart.
И в системе бхакти йоги мы обучаем вас, как найти вот этот выключатель внутри вашего сердца.
So you can always stay turned on.
И так, чтобы вы всегда находились в системе подключения.
Receiving full energy from that supreme source of all energies.
Все время энергию от возвышенного источника.
In religion, they call that God.
В религии они называют это Богом.
In science, they call it the origin of the universe.
В науке это называют первоисточник Вселенной.
The same thing.
И это то же самое.
I don't know why the scientists are arguing with the theologians.
Я не знаю, почему теологи соперничают. И как-то у них какие-то есть противоречия с религиозными людьми.
Because everybody is actually talking about the same thing.
Потому что они все говорят об одном и том же.
They're just using different words to describe the same thing.
Просто они используют разные слова, чтобы описать одно и то же.
So in the bhakti yoga system, it is both science and religion at the same time.
Итак, в системе бхакти йоги связывается наука и религия в одно и то же время.
Religion means to re-link with the supreme source of existence.
Религия означает воссоединиться с первоисточником существования.
And science means to understand the supreme source of existence.
А наука означает воссоединиться с первоисточником всего.
So in that sense, science is a prerequisite for religion.
Итак, наука, она как бы в какой-то степени она дополняет религию.
First, you should understand the science of God.
Сначала вам нужно понять науку Бога.
And then with that knowledge, you can relink with God. That is religion.
А затем с помощью этого знания вы можете воссоединиться с Богом, и это является религией.
Have any of you ever studied chemistry in school? You took a chemistry course in school?
Кто-нибудь из вас изучал химию в школе?
Anybody? Yes, oh, very good. Okay.
I
know when I was in high school, we took chemistry also.
В старших классах я тоже изучал химию.
So sometimes we would sit, you took chemistry also?
Вы также изучали химию?
Huh? Ah. So, some, huh?
I don't even know if it existed that time.
You don't remember? So, sometimes in the chemistry course, we will sit with the professor in the lecture, you see. And the professor will tell us H2O equals water. That means two parts hydrogen and one part of oxygen creates water. Did they teach you that in when you learned chemistry, they teach you H2O equals water? They did, okay. Then we went to the laboratory, see? We had the test tube.
У нас была пробирка.
And we had the gas cylinders with hydrogen and oxygen.
И у нас был различные вот эти вот устройства.
Hydrogen gas and oxygen gas, you see.
Водород и углерод.
And then we combined them according to the instructions given in the laboratory manual.
И когда мы их соединяли в соответствии с инструкциями, которые давались нам в лаборатории.
And what did we get in our test tube?
Что же у нас оказывалось в пробирке?
We got water in our test tube. Wow.
У нас была вода в пробирке.
This is really real, you see.
И она была настоящая.
So in the Bhakti Yoga science, we do the same thing.
И в науке Бхакти Йоги мы делаем то же самое.
We have the lecture section of the course.
В курсе у нас есть раздел лекций.
We teach you the science, the knowledge of how one connects with the supreme source of all existence.
Где дается знание, как воссоединиться с вечным источником, изначальным источником.
Through this yoga of divine love.
С помощью йоги божественной любви.
And then we take you to the laboratory.
А затем мы отводим вас в лабораторию.
And we give you the instructions of how you can do an experiment through meditation.
И затем мы учим вас, как делать эксперимент с помощью знаний.
How you can personally connect yourself with that supreme source of all existence.
Как лично вы можете воссоединиться с этим изначальным источником вечного существования.
We cannot do it for you.
И мы не можем сделать это за вас.
Because it's between you and God.
Потому что это между вами и Богом.
But we can tell you exactly what you need to do in order to make the connection.
Но мы можем точно вам делать. Точно можем вам дать наставление, как это сделать.
We even have a special technique. It's a guided meditation.
У нас есть даже определенная техника, своего рода путеводитель.
If you're willing to try this guided meditation, we will connect you directly with God.
Если вы этот справочник медитации, если вы воспользуетесь им, этот справочник воссоединит вас с Богом.
Would any of you like to try this guided meditation? We can do one now.
Хотели бы вы попробовать такого рода медитацию? Мы можем научить ее ею вам сейчас.
Yes, she says. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, bring my harmonium, etc. We'll make it very soft. There may be some neighbors, so we're going to do this meditation very softly. So soft, I won't need my earplugs. Now we, to make a very nice atmosphere, we brought a musical instrument all the way from India. Now what we do is we will take advantage of what's called mantra yoga. Mantra yoga is a powerful, mantra is a powerful sound vibration which will directly connect us with God.
Mantra – это мощный звук, вибрация звука, который воссоединяет нас с Богом.
I am practiced and trained in chanting this mantra.
Меня обучали, как именно произносить, практиковать эту мантру.
I have been chanting it every day for 38 years.
Я повторяю эту мантру каждый день в течение 38 лет.
So I'm going to create a mood by my chanting, and I'll chant out loud so you can hear it.
Итак, я сейчас воссоздам вот эту атмосферу, это умонастроение, воспевая вслух вот эту мантру.
Try to take the mood that I project as an airplane.
Попробуйте воспринять это умонастроение как на самолете.
And try to ride on this airplane of sound that I will create.
И пытайтесь лететь на этом самолете звука, который я
воспринял. And if you do, you will feel how you're penetrating through the coverings of this world. Into the transcendental dimension. So I will repeat, I will say the mantra, and then you can, everyone can repeat it back to me. First we will practice two words at a time, and then four words at a time, and then eight words at a time, and then 16 words at a time. Don't worry, it's very easy. All you have to do is hear and repeat. So first we'll do it without the music, just to get practiced. And once you have been able to do it without music, then we'll add some music to make it more blissful.
Повторять мантру без музыки, то я добавлю музыку, чтобы сделать это более возвышенным, более чистым, блаженным.
Are you ready?
Вы готовы?
Okay. Everyone repeat.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Rama, Rama,
Rama, Rama.
Hare,
Hare, Hare,
Hare. And now, so as not to disturb the neighbors, we'll do it very soft. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody's turn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, welcome back to Kaliningrad. Now, if you enter into this meditation, you went to a transcendental plane of existence. And any time you want to go back, you can chant it at home. You can sing it, or you can with an instrument, with a guitar, or with a piano, or you can just say it without even singing it. But whatever you do, you meditate on the sound vibration coming in your mouth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just meditate on that sound vibration. There is a transcendental network that exists beyond this material existence. And just like you can use a cable or a wireless connection to get on the internet, this mantra is your portal to the transcendental existence. If you chant this mantra every day, you can stay online 24 hours a day, online with the transcendental existence 24 hours a day.
в трансцендентной атмосфере 24 часа в сутки.
And then we will call you a bhakti yogi.
И тогда мы будем называть вам вас бхакти йоги.
When you've learned how to do that.
Когда вы научитесь, как это делать.
So we have a few minutes left. I can ask if there's any questions.
Итак, у нас есть еще несколько минут. Я могу ответить на несколько ваших вопросов.
This is the only one way to have a connection, only this mantra, or only this verse, or there is something else.
Молодой человек сказал, это единственный путь, чтобы воссоединиться с помощью этой мантры, или есть другие пути?
Is this the only way?
Yeah.
Actually, it is stated in the Brihad Naradiya Purana.
Итак, Брихад Нарадия Пуране говорится:
Харинама, 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 Ива Кевалам, Кало Настева, Настева Настевья, Гатир Аньята. Which means, in this age of Kali that we are living in presently,
что означает в этот век Кали, в который мы сейчас живем?
This very, very materialistic age.
Этот век очень-очень материалистичен.
There is only one means of connecting with the transcendental existence.
И существует только один способ воссоединения с трансцендентным существованием.
In a powerful, total, and complete way.
Этот путь совершенен и полон.
That is through chanting the holy names of God. There are thousands and millions of names for God. One can chant Allah, one can chant Jehovah, Buddha, there are so many names. But one should take some authorized name coming from holy scriptures. Such as this Hare Krishna. We do not say that Hare Krishna is the only chant. But it is also recommended in the same Vedas. That of all the chants, this Hare Krishna is the most powerful chant. So that's why I spent my last 38 years focusing on this one chant.
Вот почему я провел свои последние 38 лет, сосредоточившись на воспевании этих имен.
We never say it's the only chant.
Мы никогда не говорим, что это единственный путь.
But this chanting is the process.
Но вот именно воспевание вот это является процессом.
You can chant the name of God according to your own choice.
Вы можете воспевать имена Бога в соответствии со своим выбором.
But we have chosen this mantra because we have found it is most effective mantra.
Мы выбрали эту мантру, потому что мы уяснили для себя, что это самая эффективная мантра.
Just like there are so many types of automobiles, and they will all get you where you want to go.
Как, например, существует великое разнообразие автомобилей, вы можете выбрать, на какой ехать.
But if you have Rolls-Royce car, that is considered top-class car.
Но если у вас есть машина фирмы Rolls-Royce, то она считается лучшей.
So this Hare Krishna, it is the Rolls-Royce mantra.
Итак, Hare Krishna это своего рода мантра Rolls-Royce.
It is the most powerful, effective mantra.
Она наиболее эффективная, наиболее могущественная.
But any mantra from scripture will do.
Но любая мантра из Писаний пойдет также.
Что испытывает, когда вот происходит, вот он поет, скажем так, медитирует, что происходит вообще со сознанием и что происходит с чувствами, с эмоциями?
She asks, what do you feel inside while you're chanting? What happens with your mood and with your
bliss.
Emotions?
Bliss. I feel I have been blessed with bliss.
Я чувствую, что я на меня исходит блаженство.
The sweetest bliss.
Самое сладчайшее блаженство.
Transcendental bliss.
Трансцендентное блаженство.
Скажите, когда человек первый раз начал использовать эту мантру, когда он начал испытывать вот эти ощущения? То есть это должен быть пройти какой-то период какой-то, да? Где это сразу начинается?
She asks, when the person begins to chant this mantra, when the person will feel this bliss? In the very beginning,
that depends on the individual.
Это зависит от индивидуальности.
According to their faith.
В зависимости от веры человека.
Some will think, this is really weird, I'm getting out of here.
Некоторые могут подумать, ой, это очень странно, мне стоит отсюда вообще уйти.
You see, they have no faith.
Понимаете, у такого человека нет веры.
But according to your degree of faith,
но в зависимости от вашей степени веры,
you will feel your consciousness being elevated beyond this material existence.
Вы почувствуете, что ваше сознание будет возвышаться и возвыситься, поднимется в такой степени, которая превысит это материальное существование.
It's simply a matter of how much faith you have.
Это зависит от того, сколько веры у вас есть.
If you have complete faith, this mantra can even take you face to face with God.
Если у вас полная вера есть, то эта мантра может вас с помощью этой мантры вы можете увидеть лицо, встретиться лицом к лицу с Господом.
It's very powerful mantra.
Она очень могущественная мантра.
Any other question?
Еще какие-нибудь вопросы?
Как веру, где эту веру взять, чтобы повторять?
Where to take this faith? To chant.
How do you get the faith?
Yeah,
oh, it's a very simple thing. Before I forget, if anybody wants, I have a free e-course in English. If anybody wants, my card will be here on the table. Actually, anybody, well, they'll be. You can come get it at the end. So, yes, you have asked very nice question. How does one get this faith? The answer is this. Faith is a contagious disease. You simply have to find someone who has faith and associate with them. And then you will catch the faith disease from them.
Болезнью, которая называется вера.
This is why a guru is required.
Для этого требуется гуру.
Guru means
guru означает
who is perfect in faith.
Тот, кто безупречен в вере.
And perfect in knowledge.
И он безупречен в знании.
So we take shelter of guru.
Итак, мы принимаем прибежище у гуру.
And by his mercy we get very powerful faith.
И благодаря его милости мы обретаем мощную веру.
So, in short, the answer is by associating with those who are faithful, the guru and the devotees both.
То есть краткий ответ на этот вопрос это то, что нужно общаться с тем, у кого есть вера, это гуру или преданный.
Confirmed?
Yeah. Подтверждаете? Согласны?
This is like, this is my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi.
Это моя жена, Вишнуприя Деви Даси.
And she has great faith.
И у нее великая вера.
So, by my associating with her, I get great strength, you see.
И общаясь с ней, у меня появляется огромная сила.
So that's the key, a good association.
Это ключ к вере, хорошее общение.
Any other questions?
Еще какой-нибудь вопрос?
Back there.
Я хочу попросить уважаемого гостя вернуть его 38 лет назад, может быть, немножко раньше. Какие жизненные обстоятельства привели этого человека к тому, что он начал практиковать бхакти-йогу? Ведь мы люди из стран, где доминирующим является христианская религия. Каким образом, и будь то это какие-то болезни или неудовлетворенность буржуазными ценностями или что-то еще, что человек в Америке, где доминантом является христианство, да, начал практиковать религию, которая исконно исходит из религии.
He wants to bring you back 38 years back, when you just began practicing Krishna consciousness. And he asks you, what brought you, because you were born in Tikas, and where the main religion is Christianity. And he asks, what brought you on this path? What circumstances were, maybe some kind of problems, or what happened?
Yeah. I grew up with a typical all-American kid, you know. By the time I got to college, I said, there's something wrong. This whole world civilization, there's something screwed up going on here. These people want me to work hard to get good grades. So I can get a good job. So I can get a pretty wife. And a nice house in American suburbia. With kids. A swimming pool in the backyard. For the purpose of getting sick. Getting old. And dying. So they can stick my body under the ground. And every year put flowers on my grave until they finally forget about me. I said, this is ridiculous. I'm working hard for that. I don't want to waste my energy. I'd rather put my energy somewhere I'm going to get something that's really tangible, you know. What's the good of a house full of kids with two fancy cars and a swimming pool and a suburban home if you're just going to be stuck in a grave somewhere? So I said, I want to know the purpose of my existence. But my professors, they couldn't tell me. Even though they had big title, PhD, Doctor of Philosophy, they didn't know anything about their existence. And so they couldn't answer my questions. So I did my own independent research. And I, after years of struggle, actually, I started my search in the fall of 1965. And it was not until the spring of 1971. It took me 4.5 years of struggle. But I finally found a teacher, a guru, who could enlighten me with transcendental knowledge. So that's how it happened. Any other questions?
He says that in the beginning of your speech, you said that we are perfect inside. Everyone is perfect inside.
Yes, perfection is already there within you, but it's covered right now.
And he asks, why do we need some kind of teachers or some external things to for reconnection? Everything is inside out.
Yes, because you don't know the way to, you don't know how to get in there. That's why.
She asks how to get inside.
That's the whole system we're teaching. By regularly chanting this mantra, and by following the teachings given in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is known as the Bhakti Yoga Bible, by chanting and following the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, you will awaken that pure connection with the Supreme Lord within your heart in due course of time.
Вы достигнете чистого воспевания в определенное время.
Some people say, well, I want enlightenment, I want it immediately. Like a zap of lightning. But I can tell you, enlightenment doesn't generally come like a zap of lightning. It comes like a beautiful sunrise and a wonderful spring morning. You have to be patient. You have to stick with the process. You have to have faith in your teacher. If you do those things and you patiently await the results, you will get the result. I absolutely guarantee it. Any other questions?
Скажите, а когда человек рождается, когда он только появился на свет, есть ли у него тогда эта связь? Нужно ли ему учиться?
He asks, in the moment of birth, when the person just comes to this world, if the baby has this connection with God?
Yes.
Да.
Actually, even in the womb, he had the connection.
На самом деле, даже еще в лоне матери у нас есть вот эта связь.
But it's covered.
Но эта связь, она покрыта.
One requires guru to help uncover that connection.
И чтобы избавиться от этого покрытия, нужен гуру, учитель.
It's just like, turn the light off for a minute.
Ну-ка, на секундочку, выключите свет.
Turn it off. There are wires connecting this light with the powerhouse.
Вот есть провода, которые соединяют свет, вот эти лампы с электростанцией, с энергией.
All the wires are there. They connect this light with the powerhouse. They're already there.
Все вот эти вот провода, они соединяют с энергией, и они есть.
But there's a break in the wire where the switch was flipped.
Но если какая-то поломка существует в каком-то из проводов.
You're already wired. With God. But the switch is off. Simply have to turn the switch on. Now you can turn it on again. The wiring is already there, but the switch is off. So the mantra, the Bhakti Yoga mantra system turns the switch on. You don't need to install the wires. The wires are there, but you do have to flip the switch.
She says that everyone who was born on the planet Earth has this switch off.
Yes. Sometimes a liberated soul will come from the spiritual world. He's already switched on.
Иногда, конечно, приходят освобожденные души на эту планету, и у них выключатель включен.
But 99.999999% of the population, they're born with the switch turned off.
Но 99.999% это у них выключатель выключен. So this is a planet of people with the switcher off.
Yeah, this is the switch turned off world. There's another world where everyone's switch is turned on. That's called the spiritual world. If you learn how to turn on your switch now, when you leave this body, you will go and live in the spiritual world. Everybody's switch is always turned on. See, we're trying to turn on the whole world now, see? Because everybody's got their switch turned off right now.
Почему сейчас она начинает завоевывать полноценный мир? Именно мир. Потому что и было христианство, там католическое, там различные учения. Почему она сейчас только начинает появляться в таком количестве?
why is this yoga system is so ancient? Why it's only now it is beginning to spread all over the world, only now?
Because you weren't ready for it before. In India, they have known about it for thousands of years. But you Westerners weren't ready for it until recently. You were too much engrossed in materialism, you weren't interested. But now that you're becoming interested, the gurus have come to give it to you. Any other question?
Есть вопрос еще. Если обычного человека в конце жизни ждет, значит, могилы и цветы, то что ждет человека, который практиковал бхакти-йогу?
He asks, if ordinary person, when ordinary person dies, and what is awaiting for this ordinary person? It's grave. But what is awaiting of the enlightened person who was practicing this bhakti yoga?
Actually, even for the unenlightened person, his body will die, but the atma or the self will be transferred to another body according to his state of mind at the time of death.
Когда человек умирает, его душа покидает тело и входит в тело в другое тело.
The self never dies.
Со своими поступками,
he just changes bodies.
То есть сама сущность, она не умирает, просто
according to whatever material desires he has, and when he leaves his body, he gets a material body to satisfy those desires.
В зависимости от того, какие материальные желания остаются у человека, он получает такое тело, чтобы удовлетворить свои материальные желания.
Just like some people, you know, they like to do the scuba diving.
Как вот некоторые, например, любят нырять с аквалангом.
They become fish in their next life.
Они в следующей жизни становятся рыбой.
But if one has practiced chanting Hare Krishna, and one is more interested in transcendental existence, then they can go to that transcendental existence upon leaving the body. It's according to your consciousness at the time of death. Of course, we have a long time before we're going to die, right? We don't really know. I mean, people are being killed every day here, walking down the street. Therefore, the smart thing is to live each day as if it was you're going to be your last day. Get some quality mantra chanting in every day. So that if death comes and you're leaving your body, you can go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You see, if someone's not trained, they just go, Doctor, Doctor, save me, save me. The doctor cannot save you. You leave your body according to your karma. But if you'll chant this mantra, you can be saved at the time of death. Instead of giving another body that's going to get sick, get old and die, you can get a body which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. That never gets sick, never gets old, never dies. So it's your choice. What kind of body would you like to have if you trade in this model, you see? Just like you buy some car, you know, after it gets old, you trade it in, you go down to the car dealer, you trade it in a new model, you see. So this body you have now, it's a car. And after a while, it's going to get so old and worn out, you're going to trade it in on a new one.
нужно будет новое тело.
So what kind of car would you like to drive after you give up this one?
Итак, какой машине вы хотите водить после этого тела?
It's your choice.
Это ваш выбор.
Another material body that is to get sick, get old and die?
Вы хотите получить в будущем другое тело, которое будет стареть, болеть, умирать?
Or a body that lives in an existence where there's no anxieties whatsoever?
Или же вы хотите очутиться в другом существовании, где нет беспокойств?
Where you don't have to work?
И где не нужно работать?
You don't have to pay taxes? You don't have to worry about cold weather or being too hot. Everything is perfect all the time. Just an eternal celebration, an eternal festival with the Supreme Person. And those who are devoted to Him. You have your choice.
У вас есть выбор.
Now you can act according to your choice.
И вы можете действовать в соответствии со своим выбором.
I haven't come to force you.
Я не хочу как-то навязывать вам свои
мнения. I have simply come to educate you.
Я просто прибыл сюда, чтобы обучить вас.
So you can know that you have a choice.
Чтобы вы знали, что у вас есть выбор.
You want a material body at the end of this, another material body or a spiritual body after you trade in this one?
Что же вы хотите после этого тела? Еще одно материальное тело или же духовное тело?
It's your choice.
Это ваш выбор.
If you want a spiritual body, I'll train you how to get it.
Если вы хотите духовное тело, я научу вас, как получить его.
And if you want a material body, I wish you a pleasant day.
А если вы хотите материальное тело, я просто желаю вам хорошо провести время.
You see, a material body, I wish you a pleasant day.
Если вы хотите материальное тело, просто я желаю вам приятного дня.
But spiritual body, I can wish you a pleasant eternity.
Я пожелаю вам прекрасной вечности.
Any other questions?
Еще какие-нибудь вопросы?
Yeah.
То есть, если человек стоит на этот путь, он может изменить свою следующую жизнь. Но настоящая жизнь он уже не может изменить, так?
If a person comes to this path, he can change his future life, his next life.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Yes.
But he can't change his present life, this life.
No, your present life will change also.
Нет, ваша настоящая жизнь также будет изменена.
Your karma may have been to die when you're 20, you know, 35 years old.
Например, ваша карма может быть, чтобы вы могли должны были умереть, например, 35 лет.
But by chanting Hare Krishna, you can live to be 135.
Но если вы будете воспевать мантру Хари Кришны, вы можете.
Yeah, you can change your present karma also by chanting Hare Krishna.
Вы можете настоящую карму вашу изменить
yeah.
также.
Yeah. Any other questions? Actually, we're over time. I was told to end at 6, and I've gone way over at 6:20. And this class normally ends at 6, doesn't it? I don't want you to feel that I'm keeping you here as a captive or something. You know. So, who didn't get a card yet? Who wants the card? Huh? Yeah, if anybody would like a book, I can actually sign the book for you today.
Если
we have books here.
Приобрести книжки, у нас здесь книжки есть, и могу вам ее подписать.
You've been thinking about getting a book. Now's a chance, because I'll give you a special blessing in the book.
Приобрести книжку, это ваш шанс, и я могу написать благословение в этой книжке для вас.